This is Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills, Heartbody Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, and the mentally irregular Doc Turner. This podcast is a mix of your topics and thoughts in the world of pro wrestling, along with interviews and discussions with current independent stars and your favorite stars from the past. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
All right, we are back for another episode of Booking the Territory's Pro Wrestling Podcast, and we got a treat for you this week as we are covering the Royal Rumble outcome, Monday Night Raw from last night, and I'm also talking to current Ring of Honor Top Prospect Tournament competitor Brian Fury this week on the show after Hardbody Harper and Doc Turner do our thing. If you don't know who Brian Fury is, I'm pretty sure you know who Sasha Banks is. Well, guess what? He's the dude who trained Sasha Banks, and he's also the guy who's trained current Ring of Honor star Donovan Dijak. Brian's been doing this thing on the indies since way back in 1999, and he's one of the best independent professional wrestlers that you may not have heard of. We will talk to him shortly. Got about a 40-minute interview where Brian and I sat down and just kind of just bullshitted more than anything about wrestling and other things as well. Before I really get into the show this week, I got a couple of emails and Twitter messages about Doc's, let's say, his reaction to the fans in Shawnee, Oklahoma 2 weeks ago when he and I went up there. And I apologize for Doc's, you know, language and the things that he said, I should say, about the good people in Oklahoma. So if we pissed you off, my apologies. It was not done to make fun of you, but it happened and we're sorry. So hopefully we can move on and enjoy the show. Doc, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, you're fucking pathetic.
Okay.
Did one of these morons learn how to use the Twitter machine and get a hold of you? Come on.
Shut up. All right, so we're going to leave it at that and apologize. As you can see, he's a bit of an asshole and he doesn't want
to. I was in a good mood until you apologized to these people.
Shut up. Just shut up. Okay. Now that we heard from idiot over here, Harper, how's it going, man?
Doing all right, man. Rocking out.
You good?
Yeah.
Things all right in the Wildcat world? I mean, yeah. You know, we got 8 styles ruffling feathers and shit over there.
Huh? Lord. Luke Gumbos jumped off the shell building when he saw him on Raw.
Nah. Oh, shit. We're going to get to AJ Styles in a minute, but I'm glad you're doing well. Doc, I would ask how you're doing, but you already told me that. I'm a weakling, so yeah. I guess that's how you know, get all swole up in the chest and act like you're a big man, huh? Big tough guy?
Big tough guy, that's right.
Okay. I want to say thanks. Thank you to ProWrestlingOpinion.com. Check out all the articles there. Nick Jason Lopez writes up everything related to ROH, TNA, WWE, you name it, he does it. AutoCentrics, thank you for sponsoring this show. If you're looking for a great vehicle for a great price, call AutoCentrics at 972-866-4307 if you're in the DFW area. That's Dallas-Fort Worth. AutoCentrics has over 20 years of experience in the auto sales industry, and they make the process easy for you. They have a hassle-free buying experience that even somebody as dumb as Doc can navigate. They will help you out with a vehicle of your choice, whether it's a luxury vehicle all the way down to a 1993 get out and push. No matter your credit situation, they can approve you for a great vehicle. They sell all makes and models, like I said. So give them a call, contact them, and let them know that you have promo code hashtag Mike at BTT sent me, and they'll give you a great discount on your vehicle. If you haven't already done so, go out there and follow Hardbody Harper at CJH Hootat. He never checks his Twitter, though. I'm at Mike504Saints, and more importantly, the podcast page or Twitter feed is at BTT_podcast. Send in those questions, send in those topics weekly. We got a few of them we're going to go through shortly. And then also Facebook.com/BookingTheTerritory. Give us a like. Check us out on there. And send in emails if you don't do Twitter, bookingtheterritory@gmail.com, and we'll get to your weekly topics and questions related to WWE, ROH, TNA. And lastly, if you haven't already subscribed because, I don't know, you don't use your brain kind of like Doc does, go to iTunes, Podbean.com, or Stitcher. Subscribe to the show. That way you get all of our weekly episodes. All right, y'all, let's tackle this thing. So I'm going to throw this one at Harper first since we talked about AJ Styles. Harper, AJ was in the Rumble. First off, did you see the Rumble?
Yeah. Okay.
I figured that. What were your thoughts on his Rumble appearance? Him coming out, what was it, third? I can't even remember.
I think
now.
It was, he was second or third, huh?
Third, that's right. Rusev was second.
Right.
So he was third.
Yeah.
All right. Thoughts on AJ's appearance in the Rumble. And it really wasn't a surprise because fucking nowadays, man, the dirt sheets and everything out there, it's all leaked anyway. So
yeah,
it really wasn't.
I mean, they might as well just have him on a damn billboard.
Yeah, for real, man.
Yeah.
Just have.
It is kind of nice to see someone new out there or new to WWE.
Yeah, and he did all right.
And he got a huge pop, man. God.
He did.
That pop was huge.
He got a hell of a reaction when he came out. Doc, what were your thoughts on AJ, man?
He looks tiny in that big-ass ring.
I mean, he's not necessarily 6 feet tall, so, I mean, that...
How tall is he?
He got to be about 5'8". He can't be no taller than
really?
That.
Really? Dang.
I mean, you saw him next to Jericho last night, right?
Yeah. Jericho was kind of—he was looking down at him.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know if Jericho was standing on a box or something, but damn.
They had a good match,
thing,
man.
You talking about him and Jericho?
Yeah. That was fun to watch.
He should have lost.
I didn't like it.
No.
He should have lost. He should have lost. His shoulders were down for three.
And if as a trained ref, you would have counted them, right, Doc?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know how to do that.
Does he have AJ on his side?
Yes, he has AJ on his
side. Don't you have HH on your rib cage?
No, bro. I don't have Hard Body Harper on my, you know.
Do you have that tattooed on your bitches?
No. That's just gay, bro. When you get your name, God. That is so... Atom bomb-ish of him to do something like that. Because I was watching, I was like, does he have big old AJ on his side?
Is that the first time you've seen?
I mean, it's not the first time I've seen him. It's the first time I've been forced to pay attention to him. Because he's on Raw. So,
I got you.
You know, this is the first time where... I didn't just glance at him and then go, okay, this dude, click.
Like you do when TNA and ROH are on?
Exactly. So I was forced to look at him for more than 30 seconds.
So you're not an AJ Styles fan?
I mean, I don't mind him, but it's just, I mean, if you came from TNA, dude, I don't know much about you, to be quite honest, bro. I'm just like I saw on Facebook, they're like, Austin Aries. I was like, who in the hell is this guy?
A guy who's shorter than AJ Styles.
Really? I mean, I've heard of him.
I'd say that. I like both those guys if they're wrestling each other, but you can't put them in the ring with Kane or Roman Reigns and unless you're Chris Benoit ready to chop a giant down and then murder your family, it's not credible.
I'm not going to go that far, but it does bring up a topic that somebody sent in. Davey sent in something that says, fans crap on creative for constantly putting guys like Triple H over on or other legends over. They also want them to create new stars, but when Roman gets a push, the fans boo it. Fans are stupid. This same guy.
Hey, watch out. What's this guy's name?
Davey.
Better watch out, Davey. You get in trouble with the other fans we have, and then Michael have to apologize for you, too.
Well, he's got a point. One, like, fans do constantly crap on, oh, you know, the legends, they come in and Triple H puts himself over, they need to push somebody else. Well, they try to push Roman, but nobody wanted to accept him. But he isn't part of the question, but he also mentioned, okay, like an AJ Styles, just for example, or an Austin Aries, all of a sudden they pop up in NXT and WWE, and fans are like, oh my God, Austin Aries, AJ Styles, they're in WWE. Well, shit, the promotions they were working for, you weren't supporting. I mean, these guys
didn't
just appear.
I've been watching AJ Styles wrestle for the past 10 years.
Hey, look, I'm not knocking you. I didn't say you, okay? I'm going to actually take your side, even though I think you're an idiot. I'm going to take your side on this one. You have ungodly supported TNA from forever, yes. So I
it's
totally
agree.
It's the
dumbest thing about me.
I'm not going to say that. I mean, it's just it's a different type of wrestling. It's Southern wrestling, if you want to call it that. But anyway, but the guy's got a point. You know, we sit there, or not we, but fans sit there and crap on these different products that are in WWE. But yet, the minute one of these names from New Japan or former TNA guy like Austin Aries or AJ Styles pop up in WWE, they lose their shit and act like, oh my God, greatest thing ever. Well, yeah, well, the damn promotion that this person was working for, you never supported for nothing. And look, I get it. TNA's made bad decisions business-wise. So
yeah.
I can't defend that part. The point I'm trying to defend is you go some fans go nuts behind it when, you know, these guys were in other promotions doing decent things and you didn't support it. I mean, I for one, man, I didn't watch TNA forever, dude.
I only watch it now.
And
for the only reason I watched it was when Orlando was on air and he made us watch it. That was it.
A grown ass man.
I don't want to know what happened to you guys if you refused. Hey, and here's something else. All you fans better clean out your little pink panties and dry them off, because there's no guarantee that Vince doesn't bury AJ Styles left and right. How many matches has Sting won in the WWE? It wouldn't be the first time.
I don't think it's the same comparison, but I do.
Because Sting can't go. I mean, he can't.
Let's take it back to who else were you telling me about today, Mike? Your comparison.
Well, Kevin Kelly mentioned he didn't say these two are the same people, but he mentioned Taz and AJ Styles and the reaction that they both got when they made their WWE debuts. And Taz, when he made his debut, he won. He beat Kurt Angle, I believe, but he got a huge eruption.
Yeah.
And that, while it didn't bury him, and he still got a decent push, if you'll call it that. And he didn't do bad things in WWE. If you think about it, he got cut short from injury, but he never was. Taz is a damn good wrestler. He never was what he could have been in WWE.
ECW guy.
He wasn't my favorite,
He seemed legit to me.
Oh yeah, he worked that gimmick so good. Yeah. You truly believed he was liked. I mean, he was a legit badass. Yeah. But not that he's not. You know, not that he's not.
He
tough,
wasn't
but,
even my top three favorite ECW guy. God dang.
You're an asshole. Nobody cares about your opinion on that. But let me finish making my point, Doc. Taz got this enormous reaction, all right? But he never really was like the guy in WWE. And I'm not saying AJ Styles would be the guy anyway, but I mean, it's something to look at. Like Kevin Kelly was like, man, you come in with that kind of reaction and you're not, quote unquote, you know, a product of that system. It's like, wait, do we really want to, you know, put the jetpack on this guy and, you know, shoot him to the top?
I read some morons.
Kind of what Kevin Kelly was saying.
I read some morons say, do you think they were about to call an audible after that reaction and put the title on Styles? Man, that shit never crossed Vince's mind, not one time ever.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. It didn't cross his mind. But he was getting a hell of a reaction during that Rumble. And good God Almighty, if Kevin Owens doesn't throw him out, there may have been a mutiny in that building. Did they pick the right guy to throw him out?
Well, yeah, don't they have they got a history, right?
Well, not just that, but can you imagine if Roman Reigns would have threw out AJ Styles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The roof would have came off.
And you know, WWE did the right thing by making sure that they followed up on Owens and Styles the next night.
Nah, I'm not going to knock them for that. They got 2 months till WrestleMania, man. They got time to build that, Doc. See, you're an idiot.
They got Fastlane.
Come on, man. Tell them, Harper.
Fastlane is a month away.
You got Fastlane. Hold on. Throw the pay-per-view out the window. You got 5 hours a week of WWE programming.
Does this include Total Divas?
Six with Total Divas. since you want to make fun of me on that issue. But the point is, yes, you got 5 hours a week for the next month before even Fastlane of WWE programming. There's time to do something with AJ and Kevin Owens to build something in between now.
All right,
and Fastlane.
But is there a better than zero chance that those two guys never interact again?
I hope you're not right on that one. Let me just leave it at that. I hope you're not right. That would drive me up a wall.
It was good to see Dolph Ziggler get pinned again, though, last night.
Harper's boy got pinned. That was kind of foul. Hey, one other thing before we get off the AJ Styles topic. I don't know if either of you noticed this in the Rumble or on Monday Night Raw. They mentioned his titles or title in New Japan. No mention of any titles or time spent in TNA.
I wonder why.
Did you catch that?
Because Vince McMahon doesn't know who the fuck Dixie Carter is.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
It's so petty.
That's like Sting. He was the same way, right?
Yeah. Like he retired for 15 years before he. Yeah.
You know how much time I've wasted watching terrible TNA booking and product? I need you to acknowledge that when they come to WWE, man. Come on.
Hold on. While we're talking about TNA, because you do have a point, we got a couple of things we got to discuss. Harper, feel free to chime in, even though you didn't see it. Norman sent in a question, or a thought and then a question. He says, congrats to TNA for last week's show where Hardy defeated EC3. And he asked me, not you, Doc. Mike, what did you think about TNA from last week? All right, so what did I think? I was skeptical at first when I heard that Hardy turned heel on EC3 because I thought EC3 was such a really good heel. However, when you watch it, and you watch Rebby Sky and Hardy interact at the end of that, and her spitting on EC3, I thought the way it all ended and the way Matt won, I thought it went over really good, and I really liked overall TNA last week with Hardy beating EC3 and Tyrus turning on EC3. Beer Money was great. The news now, Jeff Hardy's re-signed, and then the Wolves also have re-signed, and then they built up this thing with the Wolves where they got attacked backstage. Look, man, it's the best thing TNA's done in 6 months. Let me just say, actually, probably more than 6 months. So, Doc, I'll turn it over to you. You can give us your thoughts on TNA as well, but that's my in a nutshell on TNA from the week, and actually it starts up in about 30 minutes, so we'll have another wrap-up next week on TNA. But I think they're doing good. I think they're putting out decent product.
Have you run across a woman in the ring that elicited as visceral a response? Big word there for all you people. Visceral response from you sitting on your couch with your pants down like you do. Then Rebby Sky did, man. What a swamp witch.
Let me say this. I met her, Harper, at that.
The show in Gretna, huh?
Yeah. That was like, so seeing her do that on TV, I was like, God. I mean, it was vitriol. She spit on him. I don't care who you
That's
are.
That's as disrespectful as that Sean Waltman crotch in the face move. Come on, man.
Yeah, so I don't agree. It was good, man.
I don't necessarily agree with turning EC3 into a babyface, but it was done well enough that I'm going to sit back and watch and see what happens.
I'll give it a chance.
You know, I don't have a lot of patience for stupidity, but I'm going to try to give it a chance.
Why you put up with me then?
That's a good fucking point.
We
also got Bram and EY teaming up against Beer Money. Mike Bennett's doing his thing, man. TNA. Now, here's the problem with TNA. They've had rings loaded with superstars at multiple points in the past, and they'll find a way to fuck up anything. So that's their habit. Now we got to see if they can break it.
Yeah.
How's their ratings?
A little bit better than they were on.
It's improved. It went from, I don't have them exactly in front of me, but they did a little over 200,000, which, okay, Raw does 3 million, so bear with me here. Over 200,000 the first week on Pop. They went above, I think they went above 3. This is including the replay.
It went from shitty to slightly shitty.
Yeah, they actually did like 440,000 last week last Tuesday night. What was that? The 19th, January 19th. So I don't know. We'll see. I will say this. I like what they're doing. They're moving in. Let me say this. They're moving in a good direction as opposed to moving backwards.
And all you people who hate TNA, let me tell you this. Mike, what's been the most memorable TV moment in wrestling in the past 8 or 9 years for you? The moment you go back and you rewatch day after day. It happened on TNA.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't looked at it, you got to go look at the Jay Lethal and Ric Flair segment from TNA. Right. I don't know what year it was, but that is the funniest shit that's the funniest 6 to 7 minutes of television I've seen in a while.
But that happened 5, 6 years ago. How many times have you watched it in the past week?
Twice. Anytime I want a good laugh, I'm like, hey, let me turn that shit on and get a good laugh. Because Jay, he's so good. And Flair, he's imitating Flair. And everybody doesn't know, for the segment we're looking at, just type in Jay Lethal, Ric Flair, TNA. It'll come up. But it's Ric Flair in a ring. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. AJ Styles is in a ring. Nigel McGuinness is in a ring. Beer Money's in a ring. So Storm and Bobby Roode, along with Flair, while Jay Lethal's doing his best Ric Flair imitation on the ramp and on the stage. It's some great stuff. Go back and look at it. 6 or 7 minutes. It won't be a waste of your time like when you listen to 6 and 7 minutes of Doc Turner. Are we done, Doc? Can we move on to the next topic?
What?
Okay. Let's go to a WWE topic so Harper can get involved.
There you go.
Well, first, Harper, Amy says, I'm still listening, Hardbody. I'll be more than happy to come down to your place of residence and do some work on that Contra controller you have. No need to avoid big girls. We have more cushion for the pushing.
Nah, I'm cool.
Okay.
Stick to eating ding-dongs and your government freaking cheese. Remember that stuff? That shit was good, huh?
What part, the ding dong or the government cheese?
Government cheese.
Oh, yeah. Government cheese is good, man.
Got that?
I don't know, man. I haven't gotten government assistance. it's been a few years since those days. Yeah. All right. The WWE topic, social outcast. First off, my thoughts, the person who listed this, it's a. Well, first off, Flo Rida got owned by Bo Dallas in that rap. Would both of you agree or disagree?
Yeah, that was funny, right? Hey, I got a full house like Danny
Tanner.
I don't know what a Flo Rida is until last night.
I mean, you have no diversity in your life. Yeah, that's why.
He's on J-Lo songs.
What?
Okay, let's move on. Doc, you're a ROH fan, and we're talking to Brian Fury this week, obviously.
Was on the ROH show this week in the tournament.
Well, hold on. The reason I bring up ROH is Adam Rose called Heath Slater Red Dragon. What did you think about that, knowing there's already a Red Dragon?
Yeah, that was kind of dumb, huh?
It just seemed to me it was awkward, yeah. But I know.
Is it possible though that they live in such the WWE bubble that they don't know that?
No way, bro. No.
Hold on. Maybe Vince? Well, that's a social outcast, so who knows who's writing that segment, but I guess it's possible, but somebody there would have to know. But then again, if you, like Kevin Sullivan said, there's no man. They need to have some type of what's he call it, Doc? Checks and balance. What does he say, Doc? Come on, you listen to him all the time.
I'm not saying anything because you're a moron.
Okay.
What y'all think about the guys dressed up like Hogan and
Oh, yeah. Dude, we're going
to
get to that.
When I saw the Hogan guy, I was like, oh, I bet they're pissed.
That was okay. The world's worst Macho Man impersonation.
Yeah, that dude sucked.
Let's go to that topic now. Harper, I'm gonna quote something that The Rock told Hogan. He said, dude, the weed is no joke in Miami tonight. He told that to the Hogan dude. Now, did y'all notice that at the beginning of the show, those dudes were on the other side of the ring?
Yeah, they got kicked out.
Rock segment? They got kicked out.
Yeah.
Okay, so during the Rock segment, they're on the other side. And Rock goes, this is where it's time to go off script. And he goes and approaches these dudes.
Why are you going
to
admit that there's a script?
He don't give two shits, that's why. My question to, I'm going to throw it at Harper first. What do you think Vince's reaction was in the back, in the headset, while this shit was going on? While Rock was just completely going off script? Did I lose Harper? Doc, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'll pick it up because I usually carry the slack around here as is anyway.
Shut the fuck up and go ahead.
I've said this before and I say it again. I don't pay money for wrestling if I can help it. I would pay money to watch the show with a camera on, right behind Vince, and watch Vince react and watch the show and direct it or whatever he does. He might not have said anything when it happened, but I guarantee you, I know Vince. He said something to The Rock when he came through the curtain. I guarantee you. Know Vince.
I doubt that seriously.
I bet he did.
He didn't say nothing to The Rock.
He didn't say one damn thing to The Rock.
Yeah, he didn't say shit.
Just because you think The Rock is that way, Vince is still Vince and Vince is mine, goddammit.
I don't give a shit what you think. That's The Rock.
Right.
Vince tells him something, Rock will say, he'll cut a promo. You can take it and shove it up your ass, Vince. I just put asses in the seats for you out there. Basically, is what he told. Is what he would tell.
Y'all are some, y'all are some marks.
Here we go with the fucking wrestling lingo. Shut up.
It's wrestling podcast.
Vince probably was losing his mind because, I mean, damn, Rock said weed.
Right.
He told a New Day they
llama
had.
Llama penis.
They had llama penises strapped to their head.
He insinuated that he impregnated Lana.
No, actually, he insinuated that Lana was really flexible and, Rusev, you're going to have a great marriage, brother. There was a lot that went on in that segment that, flat out, most people were like, holy shit, yeah, this is complete non-PG. But Vince's reaction in the back, he probably was losing his mind to an extent. At the same time, he ain't tell Rock nothing.
Mm-mm.
If you think he told Rock something, you don't realize how big of a star Rock is.
We'll know whether or not next Monday night The Rock comes out and Triple H beats him.
good segue. Okay. Triple H.
He's your world champion.
He wins the Rumble.
The game.
He's God.
He's the cerebral assassin.
What did you think about that promo, Doc? That 20 minutes of the Raw last night, the first 20 minutes.
Well, we do it every week, so I'm used to it.
No. Not the fact that there was a promo. I'm God.
I think Triple H did everything but pull out his dick and show you who was boss. and wouldn't you if you were him? Come on. You wouldn't understand because you've never been in a position of authority, much less of a couple of them, so don't worry about it. It's a problem you'll never have.
Okay. That's funny. It's no secret. I'm not a Triple H fan. I
don't mind them, but you see, it's they have so many injuries. And so I think, this is what I think, he's going to lose the belt at the Rumble. And
the
then,
Rumble just happened.
I mean, fucking Mania. Excuse me. And then, and then when Seth Rollins comes back, I think he's going to be champion again. He's going to take it from Roman Reigns.
Well, let me tell you this, Mild Mike. You better get good with Triple H because he's going to be booking your territory until you're a dead man. He's taking over this sumbitch, and he's going to be booking it. He's your only hope. Save me, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope.
How'd you like his spray tan? Jesus Christ.
Dude.
God. Horrible. Luke looks like that. He's like, dude, go to tanning bed, man. He's spraying that shit on you.
I did notice it.
Keep going, Harper. I mean, just tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, dude. As soon as they got into the ring for the Rumble, I was like, bruh, go to tanning bed. Don't spray that shit on you. You look like shit.
Oh, yeah, man. He was extra. Who? Somebody else was orange last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. I know when Dreamer was coming out there, he was all orange looking as well. I can't remember who it was. Somebody else was looking mighty damn orange though on screen.
Damn Cheeto.
That was how you really
feel. That's the world champion. and his wife was looking scrumptious in the ring last night.
Yeah, she always looks good, man.
See?
Okay. Here we go. Here's the Stephanie McMahon segment between Harper and Turner.
What's up, girl?
Have you noticed ever since she got in the ring with New Day, she dances on her way to the ring? Ever since that first time she saw it was okay to shake her ass a little bit, she does it every time now.
It's called Cut a Rug, dude.
Cut a Rug.
Never heard that one?
Only from my grandma and you.
Okay. We didn't talk about this. How was what'd you think about the New Day, though? Sparring with The Rock.
That was funny. When he called, what did he say? He was a mix.
Oh, shit. We lost him again.
When
of the Hulk and Urkel.
Oh, he did say that. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
He did. What were you saying, Doc? Go ahead.
He called Miami a dumpster fire of a city. I was like, man, you need to take that around the world because there's a bunch of dumpster fires in this great country. But I don't want to say too much because I don't want you to have to apologize to a bunch of simpletons.
Simpletons.
Look at you. You caught feelings this week.
I didn't catch feelings, man. I had a couple of fans email us. They didn't like the insinuation that the people in Shawnee, Oklahoma were the R word. Going with the R word.
What's the R word?
Rejects.
Right. It deals with, I kind of feel bad about it. I mean, it deals with somebody who's got a chromosome issue, okay?
Oh.
That R word. So
classy.
Well, I mean, they weren't. See, here's the thing, man. When you talked about the R tax, you know, from the lottery a couple weeks ago, man, nobody said a thing. But I don't know what it was, man.
Dude, we're gonna have to go down and do community service at the Ronald McDonald's.
Anyway, I got heat. Like I said,
what are y'all doing? Oh, we're painting the big Ronald McDonald statue outside the house.
We gotta go paint Grimace.
I'm y'all son of a bitches are going to hell.
I was there. I was in Shawnee, Oklahoma 2 weeks ago. That is hell.
Y'all are going to hell, dude. That's not funny, man. I can't laugh at that.
Damn,
dude. Come on, man.
He was half white and half black. Not all black this time.
What?
Are you talking about Hamburglar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I kind of lost where I'm at right now.
New Day.
Any more thoughts on New Day? We're getting in trouble talking about New Day because they can just go off script.
Those guys are MVPs. Those guys have turned a shitty gimmick a year and a half ago into holding their own with The Rock on Monday Night Raw.
I'm glad you said that because that is actually what I want to talk about. So everybody burying the Social Outcast. 18 months ago, maybe not quite that long because I don't remember the New Day's exact debut date, but the New Day rolled out and they rolled out and people looked at them as a joke. And all I'm going to say, I'm not saying the Social Outcast will be the New Day, but I will say this. Those dudes in the Social Outcast, they have personalities. If you let them loose and let them do their thing, I don't see why, I'm not going to say they'll be the New Day, but I don't see why they couldn't be a faction that could be successful. I mean, people look down upon comedy, but at this point on Monday Night Raw, you can't say when New Day rolls out, especially last night, that you're not like, holy shit, this is funny. And all I'm saying is,
they get kind of overexposed, though.
They are. They are. Which Harper, I'm going to throw this back out there. They get overexposed because they roll them out there so much on Monday and Thursday nights. However, if you have another faction like the Social Outcast.
Right, they can take some of the pressure off.
There you go. You don't have to roll them out every Monday or every Thursday. Now you got this group that you can roll out there to do a similar thing, but they look completely different besides the fact that they're different races. I mean, but my point is.
Harper and I don't see color, Mike.
Yeah.
Shut the I'm just.
Christ. Why you got. Come on, man.
Never mind.
Erase that.
Never mind. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Let me move along. I made my point about the Social Outcast. The Ride Along Show. I want to congratulate the WWE Network for basically creating a show for something that's been going on for eternity in the wrestling business.
God, that reminds me of the time, one time, me, Luke, and Kurt Matthews picked up a homeless dude in freaking Homa. And it was the most awesomest ride ever.
What?
Yeah. He never told you about that?
No.
How come it took us 39 minutes into our 40th show together to get to this story?
We stopped for gas one time, and Luke's like, bruh, you know, this guy wants a ride. He's like, you damn me. You damn me to do it. I was like, he's sitting next to Ben, bruh. He ain't sitting next to me. And we gave this guy a ride across town in freaking Homa.
That's really classy. Yeah. You're making fun of a homeless guy in Homa, Louisiana.
Yeah.
God, Harper. And then you set four stipulations. No, bruh. That guy is getting in next to Ben, i.e. Kurt Matthews, not me.
Yeah, really.
That way, if he's got a knife, he'll stab Kurt, not you, right?
They got a video of it somewhere.
Okay, hold on. I do have to ask a question. Was he, like, drunk, you know? Like,
nah,
I mean,
he was just
way to stigmatize the homeless, Mike.
He was just, like, some kind of typical jackass, like you'll see walking down Elysian Fields or something. You know.
You like making fun of Gentilly, don't you? You got something about my neck of the woods.
You know what I'm talking about, bro. Like some dude you see on Claiborne and Elysian Fields by the AutoZone.
You like making fun of my area of the city, I see, man. What's that shit about? God damn. Hey, what, Gentilly, bro? Come on now. I know you're a Metro boy and shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
At that Baptist Bible school there. What's up with that, bro? That's got to be a front for something. That's got to be. Because it does not belong there at all. You ever been in there?
So you saying churches can't be in the hood, man?
Bruh, it's a bunch of redneck white people. And it's like, what are y'all doing here? They're like, we're from Texas. Y'all can't go to school at Baylor or something?
Jeez. Oh, God. We're about to get fined again, or we're going to get an email.
You thought I was the problem, you knucklehead jackass.
Oh, God. You're just being quiet. I mean, you're not even coming to the defense of these people.
Why would I do that?
Okay.
Hey, before we get out of here. Either one of you if you were on fire, much less some homeless jackasses or some fucking hillbillies down in Louisiana.
Why you got to make fun of people? Well, let me say this about this ride-along thing. The reason I asked it is because for ages, the wrestling business, obviously, guys have been traveling in cars, and WWE said, well, let's turn a camera on, and it's cheap. You know, cheap. I guess it's a way to produce a show that doesn't cost a lot of money. You just got to edit stuff together, right? So the thing about it is Harper and Luke, all they were doing were, like, playing a rib on this poor homeless guy. Like, that's all. Like, wrestlers don't do anything. When they're on the road, they just rib each other all freaking day for hours on end. It's nothing but a constant rib thing. So they get tired of ribbing themselves. So they're like, well, shit, we got an hour ride in between here and New Orleans before we get home. Let's pick up the fucking homeless guy and rib him. Like, trust me. There was no helpfulness in this situation. No, it was a straight rib.
He was like, bruh, you damn me? I was like, bruh, he's sitting in the back next to Ben, bro. He ain't coming near me.
A rib.
He smelled real good?
No. And, of course, he had a beer in his hand.
Did y'all take the beer from him?
Nah, man. You know, I'm not that big of an asshole.
I am.
Oh, man. Jesus, you too. All right, let me do this real quick. Doc, you been making better choices, man?
No.
No? What do you think about better choices?
I think we have a whole section of people out there that need to get a pen and paper ready so they can take down the information you're about to give them.
I want to thank our show sponsor, or one of them, Better Choices. Co-founded by the healthy lifestyle coaching duo of Eric and Malika Beal. When it comes to healthy lifestyle tips, recipes, meal planning, and motivation and support, or personal healthy lifestyle coaching, they are your vehicle to get you there. Whether you're trying to lose 10, 100 pounds, or just live a healthier lifestyle, connect with them at Better Choices CEO on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Pinterest, and their website, www.betterchoices.co. I also want to thank Teenage Wrestling Palace, who have sent me some knee pads for Hard Body Harper. I'm going to bring them when I go down in March. Oh, yeah. Nice ones, dude. They'll fit you.
I heard Hard Body Harper has a tattoo on his knee. Is that going to cover that up?
I think it will. Will it cover your – what kind of tattoo you got on your knee, dude?
I got a rooster hanging from a noose.
That's classy.
What does that stand for?
I could touch six. My cock hangs below my knee. And they go, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And you look, you're like, oh, there it is. Ha, ha, ha. That's how you break the ice. You got to scar your body.
Okay. So like I said, Traders Village, contact them at 469-337-8537. They got all your wrestling memorabilia needs.
You can get some rims over there, too.
You can. You can get rims and everything, but I'm not plugging the rim store, the hot rim store at that. I'm plugging Traders. I'm plugging Teenage Wrestling Palace. Also, thank you to Farmers Insurance and Jason Smith. If you need insurance, whether it's auto, home, commercial, anything like that in the state of Texas, call Jason at 972-834-2516, or you can email him at jason@goodguyllc.com. He will hook you up. He can do a free assessment via email. Just send him what you want covered, and he can give you a quote. You'll need some additional information, but he won't waste your time on the phone. Let me see. Doc, am I missing anything before we get on out of here, man?
Hey, man, I got to tell
you. I know we want to talk about ROH.
Yeah, I was watching ROH this weekend. Our guest this week was on the program and wrestled in the first round of the tournament. Now that he's a member of the BTT family, which I know means a lot to him, we're going to be rooting for him to continue on through the prospect tournament, except for Harper. He's probably going to be showing bitches his tattoo, but he doesn't watch that show. But, yeah, our guest.
I don't want to let a spoiler out. I mean, today's Tuesday, so what? It comes on Wednesday on Comet. I guess some people have seen it already that watch the Sinclair stations, though, right?
I don't know. I've seen it. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Well, anyway, but Brian Fury, long time, like I said, long time independent wrestler, trained Sasha Banks, trained Donovan Dijak. I also know that
I've seen
Raymond
the match.
Rogue,
I've seen the match. He looks good. He looks like he belongs there.
He does. He does. Well, what I was going to say was Raymond Rose tagged partner, Hanson, Warbeard Hanson, is from War Machine. Also, I don't know if Brian trained him, but he trains at the same school that Brian Fury trains at.
So if I ever want to learn to take a flat back bump, that's where I should go?
Yeah. I mean, well, or Wildcat. I mean, or let me see. There's a couple of them, but yeah, I mean – that's what I would do. We know that'll never happen, but
no bumps.
So if you're in the Northeast area, I think it's New England. He plugs it up. He plugs it during the interview, but real, real, real cool guy, and he's done well. Let me just say that in the tournament so far, the tournament's still going on. But I told him at the end, man, win, lose, or can't draw, but win or lose, I'll bring him back on the show after. Naturally, I'm pulling for him because one, he's a nice guy, and two, That would mean that we have had if he wins it all, that would mean we've had the last two top prospect tournament winners on the show. And actually, we have
How does that make you feel, Hard Body?
Great.
Yeah, of course he does. One of these days, his organization will be big enough to have its own tournament like that. Ain't that right, Harper?
Yeah, for real.
That's when I'm going to come out.
When are you going to get Hamburguesa de Queso on the show?
Who?
Hey, cheeseburger, dude.
Oh. I'd love to get cheeseburger. I doubt awesome. Cheeseburger's listening to this, but cheeseburger, man, if you're listening, dude, we've had on Fury, we've had on Dijak, We got Beer City Bruiser coming up next week from Ring of Honor. Cheeseburger, hey, man, if you want to be on the show, we will gladly have you. You are awesome.
He's the most over guy in wrestling.
Yeah.
That dude is great, man. I love watching him when he comes out. It's funny, dude. He's funny. So, hey, no, but I just want to say thanks. Hey, Brian, if you're listening to this, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show. Good luck in the rest of the tournament. If you're listening, ROH fans, make sure you check them out if you haven't seen it yet. Comet TV on January 27th, tomorrow night. We're recording on Tuesday. You will be able to see Brian in the first round. Other than that, man, I think he – I'm just going to say he had a good showing. I ain't going to say win or loss, even though you can look it up at this point. But I appreciate it. And Cheeseburger, one more shout-out. Come on the show, dude. Harper, I'm shocked you realize who Cheeseburger is, man. You don't even watch ROH.
I know who they are. I don't know what's going on.
You need to get with the program, man. Come on, get out your little silo there, man. Yeah, you worry about making fun of me with Gentilly and stuff, man. Come on, dude. Get with the program, bro.
I can't.
What's the deal, man?
I've been going to that Baptist school.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Lord.
And Mark Morial and all kinds of things.
Oh, my God. Come to emails next week.
And them statues.
Oh, jeez. Stop. We're not going there. We're not going there. I did get a Donald Trump question, and I was like, negative. I'm not a... I'm not going there. Oh, wait, hold on. Scott did send a question. I got one more on this list. Scott says, big ROH fan here. Do you think Fury has a chance to win the top prospect tournament? You damn right I think he's got a chance to win it.
BTT!
He's trained the last two champions of the tournament. Why not?
He's a member of the BTT family now. It's a lock.
It's a lock, dude. Nah, seriously, man. I hope he wins. Shit. Oh, we did have one more troll question. Doc, this one's for you. The thoughts on Sonny's new movie.
Oh, I saw part of
Keep
that.
Keep it clean, bro. Keep it clean.
Did you really?
I saw part of that.
Oh, God.
God, how was that?
Well, my advice on what I saw would be to go find a picture of Sonny from about 1993, print that out, and put that over the part of the screen where her face is, and then you'll be fine. She takes it in the south end, and let me see how I can do this respectfully. She gets a load shot on her face.
That's nice. God.
Come on. Seriously?
Yes. You should take that conversation to her, not me, buddy. I'm not the one getting ass pounded in space. She got paid for it. We're all adults here.
Yeah, I guess.
Nobody held her in the bottom of a sex dungeon.
Come on.
I tell you, dude, I saw her at freaking WrestleKid. Yeah, dude, I didn't even know that was her.
You'd still do it.
I don't know, bro. I mean, she looks like some like drunk broad you'll see like in a bar 4 a.m. and be like, fuck it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, I gotta say this.
She's the hottest woman in the history of the wrestling business at her prime.
Yeah. This is
back in like 95, 96, yeah.
Okay, I gotta say this and then we gotta get out of here. Because we're over on time. We just happened to be talking about Sonny, and I was going through the Twitter feed to make sure that I hadn't missed anything as far as questions go. And holy shit, Trina Michaels just tweeted out Sonny and her sex tape, shaking my head. You're still a broke hoe.
That's nice.
Bruh, and you know, we cool with Trina.
Yeah.
She's a member of the BTT family, too.
That's what Trina said on Twitter. She says, Sonny and her sex tape, shaking my head, you're still a broken hoe.
She got 100 grand, didn't she?
I don't know, but let me just say this.
Hey, there's a lot of bitches out there getting the same treatment tonight for less.
That's, yeah.
Well, Trina is she's a professional. Let's just say that. And she says you're still a broke hoe. So, and she added her, like she tweeted it to her.
Yeah.
Like she didn't just say it. It's a video.
That's the pornography equivalent. That's the pornography equivalent of picking up a homeless man and giving him a ride and stealing his beer.
Dude, it unreal. Unreal. So, yeah, just happened to be scrolling and I saw it. I'm like, holy crap.
Hey, man, I tell you what, you get Vince to put Sonny's sex tape on Total Divas and I'll watch that shit.
God.
Okay. Speaking of which, Total Divas is about to come on. So, I mean,
have gotta go.
Gotta go, bro. Book it.
After
book it.
Show. Book
it. We gotta go, man. Book it.
Oh, God. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. So we're going to talk more as we get closer to a couple of shows we got going on. I know February 27th, Marshall, Texas, at the Marshall Civic Center, Main Event Pro Wrestling. That's Big Daddy Yum Yum, the Manimal, Doc's best friend amongst other people on that card. And then Saturday, March 12th, the next Wildcat show, Metairie, Meisler Middle School. We'll talk more about that card as we get closer to it. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, or Stitcher so that our weekly shows come to you as soon as they drop. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And that's pretty much all I got. I'm going to send it over. That's about it for Harper, Doc, and myself. We'll get you over to our discussion with current ROH top prospect, trainer of Sasha Banks and Donovan Dijak, longtime independent star, really, really good guy, Brian Fury.
All right, y'all. I'm sitting here, like I was telling you in the beginning, with Brian Fury. He is, in my opinion, very, very, very underrated. And when I say underrated, I mean by means of what you probably already know about him at this time. Many of y'all will remember that when I had on Donovan Dijak on the show, he sung Brian's praises. So I knew at that point, and then when I had listeners asking for you, Brian, I knew at that point I had to bring you on. So how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. And when I mean, like, I have listeners, and the fact that Donovan Dijak was just singing your praises, I mean it. I've had tons of people tell me about you being up in the Northeast and like, man, he's one of the most talented guys that, you know, because you're not on that television set every week that, you know, nationally or worldwide that people are like, they're like, he's one of the most talented people that you'll ever see. And he's just underrated because you just, you know, you don't see him on that TV. So, no, man, I'm glad you could come on. And I mean that. I don't know if you've listened to it, and I'm sure you've heard people say that before about Donovan Dijak before, but, man, he was very, very, very complimentary of all of your work and, you know, how you helped him and in his training and whatnot. So, man, congrats, man. I can see if you've trained him, man, you've done you're a damn good guy, I swear.
Yeah, no, Dijak is a good kid. He's definitely one of a few major standout students that I've trained here, I'm happy that he's helping spread the word of not only me, but more importantly, I guess, the school, so people know that there are very good, high-quality places to train, other than, like Lance Storms and, like, you know, the big, highly publicized places and stuff, you know, so I appreciate him doing that, and I appreciate you having me on, so we can chat for a while.
Yeah, I like to, you know, with my show, the name of the show is Booking the Territory, and that's actually one of my questions. I wanted to bring you on because from a wrestling perspective, first off, do you remember the territory days?
Oh, of course I do.
Okay, I figured that. I mean, I looked up, you know, your age and everything. I was like, you've got to remember, you know, the territory days. And
he's an old guy. He should remember the territory.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm 40 years old, so it's like, man, I remember them like they were yesterday. I mean, it's just good times, and it was a different era in wrestling and whatnot, and I just really, really enjoyed what the old guys did back then. So, I had to ask you that first off. So then I'm going to get into, since you remember the territories, which territories, I assume you're, you know, being from the Northeast, I'm going to say you probably, I'm going to take a guess and say you were a WWE guy, or WWF guy back in the day, but were there others?
Very much so a WWF guy. I mean, I grew up like you said, up here in the Northeast. I was in Massachusetts and New Hampshire my whole life. And so that was pretty much the first and a lot of the only things that I really got to see for a long period of time. Going down to the video store, you'd see like some Starcades and stuff like that. And I used to rent those and watch those and read about them in like the Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazines, all these other wrestlers that I didn't really know anything about. But I was so hungry for as much of the product as I could get my hands and eyes on that, you know, I would buy every single magazine and rent any tapes that I could and watch, you know, as much stuff as I could, because it wasn't really a lot, you know, cable television back in the day. You know, it wasn't like it is today where you can get anything on Earth. Actually, today, now, I have a hard time getting Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling on their new channels because I don't have those on my Xfinity Comcast stuff. So I guess it is kind of like back in the day. But, yeah,
it's a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a WWF fan growing up, but still kind of got to see glimpses of the other products.
Cool. Did y'all, how much of, I always talk about this, so my listeners, born and raised in New Orleans was I, and so I had Mid-South. That was our territory down there that I grew up on with Junkyard Dog and Jake the Snake Roberts, Ted DiBiase, of many that were down there. But, like, we also got World Class with the Von Erichs. How much of, World Class, because I know World Class was in syndication in many places, and I was wondering if y'all actually got that out there, or pretty much was it it was just pretty much a WWF entrenched.
Yeah, pretty much just WWF entrenched. We had some WCW or NWA type stuff for a little bit, but it wasn't. We didn't get much up this way. Whatever TBS showed for a while, and you know, obviously I would watch that as well, but there wasn't a lot of other different things that kind of made its way up this way. Obviously, as I got older and I, you know, got into wrestling more, and I searched out a lot of the stuff and watched a lot of the things that I had missed growing up, which I find a lot of people don't necessarily do in this day and age either. But I always wanted to watch as much of everything as I could. And so that was definitely a big thing for me to do, because I read about it all in the magazines, like I said, so I wanted to watch it all too with my own two eyes.
I did the same thing. It was like you see it in the magazine and you're like, man, it would be nice to see this promotion. Like, I can remember Florida, and I would read the things about Florida in the magazines and go, dang, I'd like to see that. And I can remember once or twice getting a hold of a tape or something back then, or, you know, seeing a video. I'm like, oh, man, you know, just the different looks and how they were all presented differently. Yeah, I mean, it was cool. You're right about that. And nowadays, it's at your fingertips to you know, as far as YouTube goes and all these different mediums, you can search out almost anything you want. It's just a matter if you have the time to do so to look them up. I'm like you though. I don't get the channel that TNA just recently moved to. So if I wanted to watch it, I'd have to go back and try to find it online somewhere.
Yeah, I think they actually just released it online themselves, and I don't know if they're going to continue to do that. But I was bummed out when they moved up Destination America, because I don't have their new channel. I don't watch their product religiously, but I always like to tune in and check it out and just kind of see what. I try to stay in tune with as much of the current product as possible, and so I always try to watch and see what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, it's good to. It's kind of like keeping your ears to the ground, right? You know, that way you know kind of what's going on. I mean, you might not watch it religiously weekly, but just to keep an eye on it. I mean, you may know guys up there, and just to see what's going on, see how things are progressing and that good stuff. Because I say it all the time, you know, like some TNA to me, just based on feedback I've got from listeners to the show, they've gotten bad reviews as of last year and whatnot, but always, I mean, I want to see them succeed. I mean, because, you know, it's like JR says it all the time, the more places guys can work, the better it is for the business. I mean, it's, you know, it gives people more opportunities that wouldn't have opportunities otherwise.
Definitely. And I don't necessarily view other people's reviews of being positive or negative as my basis from wanting to see or view things. I think a lot of the WWE product right now is excellent, and that gets a lot of negative reviews and stuff too. It's all kind of like what you want to see and kind of what you like. And so I always try to watch as much of it as possible. Just because you never know. It may be like, even if it's just one character or something, or one performer that really sticks out for me that I'm like, oh, I want to try to catch that guy every week, just to kind of see what he's up to or what he's doing, things like that. And the beautiful thing about the internet and stuff, much like the wrestling magazines back in the day, is I don't have to watch everything because I can read and everything else. I try to read as much as possible still, just so I can know results and like who's doing things and who's where and stuff like that. So I'm not completely out of the loop, even if I'm not watching every week as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. That's a good point. I didn't, you know, I hadn't even thought about it, like what you just said about, well, wanting to see, like you said, you know, you got these, you got people that review. I see it all the time. WWE is the most, to me, is the most hammered organization there is, but yet millions of people tune in weekly. I always make that joke. It's like, okay,
it's,
so.
Well, that's why it's the most hammered. It's because it has the most eyeballs on it.
Yeah,
and the most
right.
criticism as well.
Well, I tell people this all the time. Like I get emails about, you know, to the show, they'll want us to discuss something. They'll say, hey, what did you think about such and such? It was stupid. You know, why do I tune in? And like, well, don't watch it if you think it's that dumb. I mean, because it's like you're going to hammer a product. If it's giving you that much displeasure, then don't tune in. I mean, there's TNA out there. There's ROH. There's other things you can watch. There's plenty of forms of TV nowadays. You don't just have to watch wrestling. And so, yeah, that's true. It's like, they're getting the most people that are, I guess, backlash, but it's because they've got the most viewers at this point in time. So,
right.
Good point.
I can understand not liking certain things or certain storylines or whatever, but I also think that in this day and age, the wrestling fan is pretty spoiled, where in the fact that they have the ability to really voice their opinion a lot more than any time in the past, where I'm sure growing up there wasn't every single storyline or whatever that they liked or agreed with, but they had no outlet to be able to show the world other than letters to the editor and wrestling magazines and stuff back in the day, or when the internet first started up, like AOL chat rooms or message boards and stuff. It's just now it's so much easier for all that negative feedback to kind of get out in the open and for all eyeballs on it.
I say that all the time too, because now you have a way to actually complain, whereas before you really didn't. Like you said, what are you going to do, write an editor? Whereas now you have literally almost everyone has a Twitter that they can tweet WWE or hashtag WWE the universe to complain and voice their displeasure. So, yeah, that's so true. Because, I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, there was not every single storyline. I'm assuming you've been a fan forever. I'm sure there was not every single storyline that ever happened, even in an Attitude Era WWE, that you would have said, oh, yeah, I liked it all 100%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. Personally, I don't like the Attitude Era much at all. I think it's one of the most overrated, overblown eras of wrestling. It just happened to have some of the best and most over-the-top performers in it. But I think a lot of the wrestling and storylines were complete garbage when it comes to professional wrestling. And a lot of people that loved it when they were growing up go back and watch some of it now that the WWE Network is available, and they're like, I can't believe that I really like this as much as I did. There were a couple big things, mm-hmm. I think, that carried it all, but then so much other garbage and filler in there at the mm-hmm. time. And that's my opinion, and I still stand strong by it. But people like to remember what they remember fondly, and, you know, and it just goes by that, and that's fine too. But nothing is ever perfect in any era.
Right.
And I don't think anybody realizes that.
No, they don't. It's like you said, we can look back, like right now. Okay. So you and I, you know, I'm 40. Like you said, you remember the territory days. So that kind of gives me an idea of how old you are. You can look back right now and you can go, oh, 20 years ago, man, that was the best of times. You know, we had this, we had that. But if somebody really dropped you in that time frame 20 years ago, you know, if there was a possibility of being in a time machine for you to experience that again, you might be like, oh, okay. Yeah. This wasn't all that great. It's nostalgic, so it's got that feeling to it, and that's kind of what I think the Attitude Era may have for some people. I checked out at the Attitude Era. That's what's funny. I really wasn't watching it a whole lot at that point. So I can't really give a good – I can give an opinion off of what I've seen come from it, like, you know, The Rock and Austin and all that good stuff. But, I mean, when I say checked out, I wasn't watching it, you know, every single week. So, but, yeah, it's always – the past always seems a lot much greater than what it really was. And that's not downgrading it. It's just, you know, kind of speaking the truth on it.
Right. Everybody remembers things they like fondly, and very few people remember the stuff they dislike. Everybody remembers like maybe one or two moments. Everybody remembers those same one or two moments, but there's so many other things that were on a two-hour show that obviously wasn't even worth remembering in any way, shape, or form, so it couldn't have been that good either.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one. That's so true. So I got to do myself justice and ask you now, when we first exchanged emails in December about, you know, you coming on the show, I had no clue at that point that you were going to be in the top prospect tournament. And first, congrats. Congrats on that. No problem. I was happy to hear it, especially after, like I said, I've got listeners up there who go to the indie shows and, you know, have said how good you are. Like I said, Donovan Dijak has said how good you are. And so now you're going into this tournament, and stupid question, but I'll ask, like, what's your feeling like when you found out about it and saying, man, I'm going to be in ROH top prospect tournament?
I'll be very honest. I was very surprised. And the reason being is I had done a little work for Ring of Honor almost 3 years ago, 3 years ago. I had done a couple shows for them, a couple things on their TV show, and then like 5 days after the tapings, I broke my left ankle, and I was out of action for like 7 months. And I wasn't really sure how things were going to go when I came back, and it was kind of a rough time going through physical therapy and stuff, and first couple months back, I really had to get my legs down underneath me again, and I'd gone back down to another one of the Ring of Honor seminars, and just to show them that I was back and healthy and stuff like that. And I hadn't heard from anybody from the company for, you know, like almost a year or so. And so for them to randomly kind of reach out to me and ask me to be in the tournament, I was very surprised, very happy, obviously. It's a chance to show what I can do on a national scale. So it's obviously a great opportunity. I look forward to seizing.
Is now we're recording on January 7th, so it's this weekend, right? Is this coming weekend?
It is.
Or is it next?
It's okay. Saturday, and I'm leaving to head to North Carolina tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. So we're recording on January 7th. This is so he's heading off in 2 days on the 9th to compete in it, and I have no clue when it will air or when. You know, spoilers will obviously be out before then, but yeah, man, I congrats, man. Like I said, I had no idea when we first exchanged emails that you would be in it, and I'm glad.
I'm not even sure if I knew I was in it when we first exchanged emails either. it's quite short notice. I think I received an email maybe 2.5 or 3 weeks ago asking me to be in it. So it was pretty like short notice for them to contact me. But it's expected this time of year because a lot of their focus is heading into Final Battle and working on their biggest event of the year. So people that are just in a top prospect tournament, I'm sure aren't at the forefront when they get to worry about, you know, AJ Styles versus Jay Lethal amongst many other things.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're right. They're preparing for their, you know, their last big deal of the year. So nah, that's a good point. That's cool. I wasn't sure if you were surprised or were expecting it. I think somewhere I had heard that you had done some work with them in the past and got hurt. I can't remember if it was Donovan Dijak that was telling me when he was on the show, but that's good, man. I wish you the best of luck. I know I saw an announcement today that they were going to announce the eighth person, I guess, this weekend. So
they announced today that the eighth person is actually going to be decided at the tapings, they're going to do a four-way match for the last spot in the tournament. And I don't remember all four people. Actually, they only announced three of the four. They said that the fourth is going to be a mystery opponent. Oh, but David Starr, Leon St. Giovanni, and there's one other in that four-way. I can't think of his name right now, and I feel like a jerk because of that. But the winner of that four-way will receive the eighth spot into the tournament.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Do you know who you're in the first round against, or
I do not. I have no idea. They haven't announced anything yet, and I probably won't know until that evening. So,
till that day. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious more than that. I kind of figured that, you know, you show up. It's like, and for you, it's one of those things where you don't care. You're just ready to go show what you can do and show, you know, everything that you've worked for and trained for all this time. So if I'm reading that correctly, I probably wouldn't care who I'm facing either.
Yeah, very much so. I'm just looking forward to the opportunity and the, you know, the chance to get out there in front of those fans and kind of show them my brand or style of professional wrestling.
Yeah, because how many years have you been at it now?
This is my 17th year.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So you started in 99. Wow.
Yeah, right towards the end of 99.
Yes, sir. You are definitely someone who remembers the territories, Anderson. if you were old enough to train and start at that point. So that's some good stuff, man. I'm looking forward to seeing how you do, how everybody does actually in it, because you know, like last year, it's amazing. I had no, when I first started my show last year, I had no intentions on bringing on the top prospect guys at that point. I had just started getting Ring of Honor in my area, not through Destination America, but through the syndication, and and I ended up talking to Donovan Dijak, and I've had on Beer City Bruiser. His episode will air in a few weeks, and you know, both of them were in the tournament last year, and man, it's just amazing. It seems like, you know, you get in there and you show them what you can do, and who knows what can happen, you know. And so, and based on everything I've seen from your work, you show them what you can do, the sky's the limit, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The Top Prospect Tournament is definitely a good way for them to see how people do in front of a audience of that magnitude and under the bright lights of the cameras and stuff like that. But, you know, every year people are coming out of there that are become stars for Ring of Honor. You know, Matt Taven, Dalton Castle, you know, Warby and Hanson, Raymond Rowe, like, so there's going to be a couple people this year as well that break out and do something big for that company.
Yep. I hope, seriously, I hope you're one of them, just based on, I respect the fact that you've been at it for so long, because that in itself, to do this for as long as you have and work the indies, it takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of drive, you know, to work at something for that long and stick with it and gut it out. That, I mean, that says a lot. You know, I don't think like the average fan who, you know, doesn't really get into the mind of an indie wrestler understands that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the hard work was, it didn't matter as much to me as it does to some people, because it was something that I always loved and always wanted to do. And so the hard work, it wasn't necessarily as hard as it would be for somebody that didn't really want it, if that makes any sense. I always looked at it as I'm putting my time in and just making steps in the right direction to do or continue doing what I love, and that is to be a professional wrestler and entertain people on a weekly basis.
And you're doing a good job of that. I did have a question from a listener. He's seen you numerous times in person, and he said I should ask you about your run with Beyond Wrestling. I don't know if it's a specific like item with Beyond or if you were with them for a long time, but just your run with Beyond Wrestling.
Are you familiar with Beyond Wrestling?
Am I familiar with it?
Yes.
A little. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and lie to you and say I've, you know, read and I've heard about it, but for me to say I'm completely immersed into it and what it is, no. I mean, I've heard of it though.
Beyond Wrestling is probably the hottest promotion going up here in the Northeast. Their next show sold out in about 3 days. And they're growing in popularity every single month. And it seems like they're quite the juggernaut here. And I've watched that company literally grow from a company that just did studio tapings inside of pro wrestling schools and stuff like that and just released matches strictly online to now doing huge live events and stuff like that. And their online library now being something like a pay per month site beyond demand that has, you know, hundreds and hundreds of subscribers. That company is the vision that Drew had. I didn't necessarily see at first, but he's the type of guy that he put his nose to the grind and worked hard, and his company has grown tenfold over the years. And as far as my run goes, it runs fairly similar to my career, I guess, where I wasn't really like a big name per se, and I wasn't really known too largely outside of just the Northeast. So when they started doing some shows up here, and a lot of the guys that they used at first were from like New York area and stuff like that, I kind of had to show what I was capable of for a while and then slowly work my way up the cards. And then they do like, they're called secret shows, like before their big live events and stuff like that, where they don't announce any of the matches or wrestlers and stuff like that. I would do those for a while. And then finally, after continuously delivering and delivering, now I'm a regular and a mainstay on the Beyond Wrestling main roster. I actually just won their big tournament for Tomorrow 4 2 months ago. I've been on a hell of a roll there as of late, you know, wrestling guys like Trevor Lee and A.R. Fox, and it's been nothing short of excellent. The crowds they have are electric, and they're some of the most hardcore but very loving pro wrestling fans I've ever had the pleasure of wrestling in front of, and I highly recommend checking out Beyond Wrestling, and I've loved wrestling there, and that's honestly been like my favorite place to wrestle over the last like 6-7 months, just because of the way that the fans are and the atmosphere there. And so I'm very happy for my run, and I hope that it continues the way that it has been going over the last couple of months. Definitely.
Yeah, he was the listener that tweeted me this. He was saying, I've had a couple of, I don't know if you've heard of Hood Slam. I've had a couple of Hood Slam guys on my show out in Oakland, California, and he wasn't comparing Beyond Wrestling to Hood Slam. He was talking about the audience, though. He was saying that the audience is just like rabid. I guess is the word. I may be putting words in his mouth, but just a very, 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 very into it, I guess would be a way to say it. Maybe not rabid. And
they're very into it. They're very loud. Beyond Wrestling, yeah, it's super interactive. You go to a Beyond Wrestling live event, there's no seats, but there are also no guardrails. There are no guardrails. The people are literally right up against the ring, and they're there. And they're electric, and they're alive, and it's unlike anything I've ever really been a part of, and it's really cool.
Yeah, he had mentioned that. He was saying that Hood Slam was the same way, where there's no guardrails, and you know the fans are just they're jammed up against the ring, and they're on top of the action. So you really got to be on your game. I mean, there's no, they are literally on top of you. And he was mentioning that and just saying how it's an electric atmosphere. So I'm gonna check it out. I've only heard, haven't seen. I've seen pictures, but I haven't seen video. And
you have to. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm told. It's pretty darn incredible, everything that's going on there. So, hey, before I let you go though, so just I guess name for my listeners who haven't heard from many of the talents from the Northeast, just name some of the people that have come out of your school talent wise, because I know who they are, and it's to me it's a who's who of the current state of wrestling, if you ask me. that's just my opinion. I mean, there's so much talent that's come out of there. I mean, not just Donovan Dijak, but so if you can name a couple of people that have come out of your school, and even before, maybe when you weren't the head trainer there yet, but you were training, just name some of the talents. That way people can get a grasp of, hey, you guys are really doing some good things up there.
Well, thank you. So first and foremost, Donovan Dijak, who we already talked about, doing stuff in Ring of Honor.
Right.
A man by the name of Biff Busick, who is now down in NXT signed, and he's, I think should be debuting anytime now. And the most notable, person that I have trained, who is probably the best female professional wrestler in the world today, Sasha Banks.
Yep.
She came out of this school. And then as far as people that kind of came out while I was here, training and kind of starting to become the trainer, Warby Hansen, this is where he trained. Tommaso Ciampa, this is where he trained. Kofi Kingston, this is where he trained. And then from before I was even a part of this school, there's plenty of other people that came from here, like Damian Sandow and things of the like. But as far as the three biggest current names that I have had 100% hand in training, Sasha Banks, Donovan Dijak, and Biff Busick. And then there's a bunch of other standouts in the Northeast currently that are starting to break out a little bit that I have for students and stuff that I think you'll be hearing some big things of in 2016, Travis Flip Gordon, Brick Mastone, Mikey Webb and stuff. So I think going forward, the legacy of the New England Pro Wrestling Academy will definitely continue.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like I said, you named a handful of people there that, they've not only done some things, but they've done some very successful things. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't think there's many schools. I can't say that. I don't want to be quoted as saying incorrect information, but yeah, when you name a Sasha Banks and you name a Donovan Dijak, I mean, come on, that's right there in itself. That should tell you a lot. So no, congrats, man. That's awesome. That's awesome that you've played a part in that. I mean, and again, it goes to show what you've done. I mean, that's part of. While they're working, you've been a big part of it, and that's why I want to see you get your shot to show what you can do on a big stage.
Thank you.
Say.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. And it's weird. Like I feel like a father to a lot of these students. Like I live and die with their successes and failures and stuff like that. So I couldn't be more proud of their accomplishments. It's great that I can put their names and stuff on my school, and hopefully other people will come here because I've trained them and I can produce more quality students. But I think first and foremost, I'm just happy for them as people, because Sasha she's just an amazing person. She's a sweetheart. Donovan Dijak is one of the most hardworking individuals that I know. And so they both deserve everything that they get first and foremost. I'm just happy that I was able to help them along the way, give them an amazing foundation and stuff for them to build upon, and then, go from there.
Yeah. Great job. Job well done. Hey, before we get on out of here, go ahead and plug all your social media stuff. Tell everybody where to find you. Tell everybody where to find your school if there are people listening who are interested and all that good stuff. So I'll let you take a few minutes to plug all that.
Excellent. Thank you. First and foremost, the school is the New England Pro Wrestling Academy. We are located in Massachusetts, up here in the Northeast. The website is neprowrestling.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/neprowrestling, and on Twitter at neprowrestling. And then myself, Brian Fury. I don't have a fan page yet. I never like fan pages. I don't feel like they do a lot of interaction and stuff on Facebook. So I just have a regular Facebook page, Brian Fury. I think I just crossed the 5,000 friend mark. So I don't know if anybody will be able to friend me on there. But Twitter and Instagram, I'm on both of those at @XBrianXFuryX. Hit me up on the social media, follow me. Tweet at me. Tell me if you liked or hated my interview or whatever. I'm game for, you know, nice conversations with everybody and meeting as many fans and whatnot that I can, and helping spread the word of good independent professional wrestling.
I hear that. I say that all the time. Good independent pro wrestling, man. It's a refreshing thing. And lately, to be honest with you, just from what I've seen. I don't know. The indies look like they're doing pretty good for the most part. I'm sure there's not, you know, good indie wrestling, but the stuff I've seen, things I've seen advertised is some really good stuff. So, I am going to, if we can make the time, I would love to bring you back, maybe not right after the top prospect tournament, regardless of what the results are. But maybe I can bring you back, and we can talk about that later on down the line. But definitely love to have you back sometime, man. I didn't even get into – a lot of times I like to talk sports with the guys that I bring on because, you know, I like to get into their minds about, hey, are, you know, are you a fan of football? Are you a fan of college? Are you a fan of basketball? All that good stuff. So, and we didn't even get
Go
to
Patriot.
All that.
Go Patriot. Go Patriot.
Make it simple, right?
Everybody might have loved me before, but now I say go Patriots, everybody's gonna hate me.
Oh my God! Yeah, you just dropped the bomb with that one, right? we'll get into all that because I was asking Donovan about you know what he thought about the whole Deflategate scenario or situation. So when we bring you back, maybe we can talk about that a little bit, so I can get your inside opinion on Belichick and deflating the balls. Oh man,
that sounds great.
Yeah. Hey, well, Brian, like I said, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. And if you want to hang tight 1 minute, I'm going to go ahead and stop this. But I appreciate y'all. This is Brian Fury. Everybody, look him up, like he said. And he's doing great things. He's about to go into the top prospect tournament. By the time this airs, the tournament will have ended. I just don't know if it would have aired yet. So, but Brian, thank you again for coming on, and hang tight while I stop the recording.
All right, everybody, that's going to wrap up this week's episode of Booking the Territories Pro Wrestling Podcast. I want to say thanks again to Brian Fury for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, Brian. I made a mistake when I was interviewing you. I didn't think this would air until after the tournament was over. So I was a little bit wrong at the end of the interview, everyone. The tournament is still going on, and we have not gotten a winner yet. However, the first round is airing this week on Ring of Honor TV. So hashtag watch ROH. #ROH Ring of Honor. Good luck in the rest of the tournament, Brian. I really appreciate you coming on the show, spending some time with me, and I'll hold true to my promise. Like we talked about, hey, whether win or lose, Brian, I really look forward to having you back on the show just to talk about your experience, and maybe we can talk some non-wrestling related topics that interests you, such as football and the New England Patriots and whatnot. So again, Brian, thank you again. Everyone else, really appreciate it. We got Beer City Bruiser, current Ring of Honor star, coming on next week. Can't wait for that one to air. We talked about a lot of things as well. Independent days in the world of pro wrestling. He's another guy, kind of like Brian Fury. He's been wrestling for a very, very long time. I know you will enjoy my discussion with the Beer City Bruiser from Ring of Honor next week on the show. We'll plug a couple of shows coming up next week. For the time being, make sure you are following us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. Make sure you are liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Make sure you are subscribed to us. Subscribe, 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 because when you subscribe, it automatically downloads to whatever device that you use to catch our show. I really appreciate it. And retweet us, share us on Facebook, all those good things, because when you do, that helps us build our audience. I really appreciate everyone who listens to the show. Our downloads steadily are increasing. I appreciate all the sponsors. And thank you, fans. For everyone who listens to the show weekly, without you, there would be no show. So I'm very, very grateful of that. And now that I'm sending y'all out of here, we got an outtake from Hardbody Harper at the very end of this week's episode. So while normally you may just probably fast forward or end the show at this, Hardbody Harper went off on a tangent about his lady friend, let's call her that, at the end of our episode. So we got a nice little outtake for you at the end of the show. So hang tight. We're going to get to the outtake before we get out of here with our exit music. So for Mike, Doc Turner, and Hardbody Harper, you know what we always say, book it. Wait, you're going where on? You going Valentine's Day? Where you going?
Bro, I'm going to Waffle House, bro. I'm telling you. With this chick, Lori, I've been kind of seeing, and she's fucking cool with it. She thinks it's fucking hilarious. We're going to make fucking reservations, bro. I told her. I'm walking in there with fucking roses, the big stupid-ass bear, the fucking balloons, and we're going to be on the fucking news. It's going to be fucking hilarious.
Doc, what'd your wife do if you went to Waffle House for Valentine's Day? I'm just curious.
For once, I think I'm speechless. First of all, she'd be happy that I took her anywhere. But Waffle House, nah, that's doghouse time right there.
Yeah, well, it's all me. I mean, she lets me be a jackass. So, I mean, she's in on it.
That might be marriage material, man, if you can get away with Waffle House, dude.
Bruh, yeah, you think?
I don't know.
You're going to disappoint a lot of little girls out there in the audience.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
That's what we're trying to do.
So I can't wait, bro. I wish tomorrow was fucking February 14th. It'd be fucking hilarious. Shining dog, ride with a couple Lamb bras and I'm China dog. Hey, you know how we ball, ride in a shiny car, walk in the Zana mall. Like everything you saw, you know about me, dog. Don't talk about me, dog. And if you doubt me, dog, you better out me, dog. I'm throwing off slightly, bro. Don't wanna fight me, bro. I'm fast as lightning, bro. You better use your Nikes, bro. You know you don't like me, cuz your people's like it, cuz she see me on the dub in front of every club. Happy on the bumbug, give every hump a hug. Don't show me mugs, cause you don't know I got it. Yeah, I'm free when I jerk, shout and jerk back.
Yeah. to the block, burn a rubber with the top pop, pop the bus, bus, tell them stop and make the block, yeah. Your label got, yeah, cause you are not high. I got the top spot, and it will not stop. Video and that, that we bust it to the star. Drag, yeah, that Bentley Cooper, take it to the chop shop. Partner, we not, y'all. If it may pop off, I'll answer the question, will I get your block? Nah, nah. It what it is, bro. Look out with Kia, bro. I'm in your hood. If you a gangster, what you need for? Somebody better get, bro, before we get set for. Say you wanna squash it, what you still talking for? I got it. Yeah. When I jerk, shout and jerk back. Do it now, sad. Where I'm holding all the work, yeah. What you know about that? What you know about that?